Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, the lake effect snow showing no mercy on western New York, Pennsylvania, parts of Ohio. Now, ABC's Andrew Dimber reports there's more on the way.
This morning, as bitter cold extends into the deep south, an Alberta Clipper is sweeping down from Canada, bringing up to 2 feet of extra lake effect snow in parts of the north. Erie, Pennsylvania, already buried under 4 feet. Hundreds of cars abandoned, complicating snow removal. Soldiers digging out at Fort Drum, New York, where 57 inches fell. And farther south in Ohio, an emergency declared in several counties.
South Korea's opposition parties have moved to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over the short-lived martial law he imposed on Tuesday. Heavily armed troops encircled the parliament building before lawmakers climbed over the walls and re-entered. Sources confirmed to ABC News, President-elect Trump has been discussing job of defense secretary with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis should Pete Hegseth not be confirmed. This is ABC News. Today, a Missouri judge will decide whether abortions can resume there. The state currently has a near total ban on the procedure, but a constitutional amendment restoring abortions in Missouri is set to take effect tomorrow. Republican Attorney General is fighting to keep the ban on the books. Eli Lilly says its drug Zepbound appears to lead to more weight loss than Wegovy, made by Novo Nordisk. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The study included 751 people with obesity or those overweight with a related medical condition. After just over 16 months on treatment, people who took Zepbound lost 20% of their body weight compared to people on Wegovy who lost just under 14%. This translates to people on Zepbound losing roughly 50 pounds compared to 33 pounds on Wegovy.
Three climbers, two American, one Canadian, missing on Mount Cook, the highest peak in New Zealand. Bad weather stopping a search launch today, but operations could resume tomorrow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Badgers lose to Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers lost to Michigan last night, 67-64 in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now 8-1, their first loss of the season. Greg Gard.
As I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half, and then untimely turnovers.
The Badgers face Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. The Bucks advance to the NBA Cup quarterfinals after a 127-107 win over the Pistons in Detroit. Damian Lillard.
Coming into this game, like, they knew it was a big game for them, but it was a big game for us too. Closer towards, you know, getting to Vegas.
NFL, the 9-3 Packers head to Detroit to face the 11-1 Lions tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Josh Jacobs says it'll be a showdown.
Obviously, you know, they've been rolling. They've been playing really good ball. We feel like we've been playing good ball too. You know, they the top of the division, and that's what we hunting, so it's gonna be fun.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever, and as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and very windy today with off and on light snow possible, especially by early this afternoon. We'll get into the low 30s by midday, but then quickly drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tonight, cold, windy, 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. From food to fun, what does tradition really mean to you?
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.fm.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. It is cold out there, folks. 27 in Green Bay, 29 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh, and 6 below in Menominee, Michigan.
Who cares about Menominee, Michigan?
Yeah, good point. Schwabe!
Gentlemen.
What's the temperature in Menominee, Michigan?
I was just brushing my wife's car off, and it did not feel that cold. It felt like maybe 2 degrees below zero.
Ah,
I thought it was great.
Not okay. First day of brushing off the car. I give
that's
you credit.
You,
because you know what? I would not know where my brush is.
It took me a few minutes.
And you should.
Yeah.
It would be in the garage someplace.
Your wife wasn't brushing off your car. You were actually wife. That's nice, Pete. That's good.
Wow.
That's nice. I didn't know it was her
Schwabe.
Birthday.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't want to call myself a hero, but I did have to get up to be on your show anyway.
Yeah.
So, nice. I thought I'd look like a big sweetie.
By the way, we got some texts here. John, you need to have that long. We want to recreate game shows.
We'll cut you in for a little bit.
Sweet.
Well, he'd be like a consultant.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no, he could actually be on the show, right?
I'm not sure we want him on the air with us.
Why?
Yeah,
no,
because it's our show.
Because he's so good.
He would take over.
It's like the guy that sings the backup, and all of a sudden he's the lead guy.
Yeah.
But, Pete, we're going to put together a game.
Like, starting quarterbacks in the NFL, the thing they want most is a backup quarterback that sucks.
Right?
I could do that, too.
Yeah. We also got this one. Who is the creepy host that always kissed the ladies? From Sarah.
That's Richard Dawson. Family Feud. Oh, yeah, Dawson. Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to do that.
Let's not kiss the ladies.
No. We don't want creepy host. Well, it's going to be you, but so I guess we're past that.
Wow.
But Pete, we're going to design a game show host. We're going to pilot it here in Green Bay, and it's going to be very cool because the market, which is pretty much the same as our radio reach, it's about 1 million people that, you know, Oshkosh, Appleton, Northeast Wisconsin, will have some local things, but we're going to have it where it can have the reach to go national.
Ah, absolutely.
So, but we're going to pilot it here, and we're going to get great reviews.
Yeah.
Our sponsors, we got kind of queued up because we know who our demographics are,
and
we're going to be all right. So, anyway, you can.
Todd, who does he remind you of somewhere? So, we're going to create this show. I'm going to weave the show. We're going to have the greatest reviews. It's the greatest reviews that's ever been done for a game show. There's never been a greater game show.
So, I think
I'm weaving.
Jim has a concept for a plan of a game show.
He has a concept.
Yeah.
Jim, do you have a concept? I have a concept.
It's a concept.
That's why I work.
Could you get a little bit more direct? I'm weaving.
It's the greatest reviews ever. There's never been better reviews in the history. I was talking to somebody. Bob, you ever never heard reviews like that?
Man,
you guys had me at game show.
So that could be, you could do impersonators and they could win extra points. So anyway, yes, that would be funny.
I got text from Nikki here. Man. Jim has used the phrase "harken back" twice. He got to incorporate that. Harken back, sponsored by Geritol and Jim Schmidt. I like it.
And Doan's Pills.
It's
yes. Hey, do you go back far enough for the old Ted Mack original amateur hour?
I don't know that. Oh, what is that?
Sundays after the Packer games. So on like 5 o'clock on Sundays when you're a kid.
I don't, you know what? No, similar
I thought your dad was on that show. Wasn't
what
he?
Show?
You're on Ted Mack's original amateur hour. That's well, where
was,
Gladys.
My dad wasn't an amateur.
Well, that's where Gladys Knight got discovered on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, they no.
My dad was no amateur. Who in the hell Gladys, are you Gladys to say Knight my dad was an amateur? He was a professional barbershop guy.
Right out of the gate. So.
Yeah.
Okay, amateur. I don't, John. I don't remember
all right.
that.
All right.
But anyway.
Okay, I got this one. Sundays. When you're a kid, I thought your dad was on that. Oh, that's no, that's me. Oh, I got a weird thing. You know what's weird? I thought that was a text. You know what it is?
Oh, it's you talking.
I hit a wrong button where, yeah, it's what I just said. Just got I thought it was a text from
hey,
somebody.
Hey, Pete, welcome to the show.
Oh, man. Yeah, Pete, thanks for coming on.
Hey, you're celebrating your one-year anniversary.
With two old guys that are reading what they think are texts, and it's because they hit a button on their phone, so it's recording what they're saying.
It's just the voice reading it back.
Well, yeah, welcome
but
back.
There's a smart call-in.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's just what John said.
I like
so
this
Pete,
person.
So, Pete, really, we're at 1 year with your show?
We've been on 1 year today.
Today? Congratulations.
Yeah, today is the one-year anniversary, and it's exciting. It's been a lot of fun. I got my first guest was a guy named Bill Leff, who hosts a nationally syndicated morning show called Tune In With Me on the MeTV network, and he's an old Chicago comedy buddy, so he's coming on tonight because he was my actual first guest.
Nice.
And then I got Chris Foran from the Journal Sentinel coming on to talk some movies, and Civic Media's own Joel Karnick. How fun is that?
Outstanding.
So nightlife is, tell our listeners if they, you know, they listen in the morning and usually sleep through our show. So maybe people don't listen to both. Although I listened to your show. I told you when I came back because I would teach at night and I always enjoyed on my way home to listen to you because you have some great guests. Okay. But tell us a little bit more about nightlife.
Well, it's a show where we talk about entertainment and I talk about what's going on, what's in the theaters, what people are binge watching, great music, have a lot of comedians on. Try to get people to end the day with a laugh. And I talk about what is going on in Wisconsin culturally, too, like Frank Herman's show down the street there in Green Bay, the Christmas Carol in Milwaukee, or the Nutcracker in Madison. So I try to have like a local angle, but also kind of a broader showbiz angle, too. So, you know, hopefully people tune in and they're, you know, eager to get a laugh or just talk about some showbiz at the end of the day.
That's awesome. Like I said, I really enjoy listening to you in the evening because it is a kind of a wind down. You don't get us all worked up politically or something, you know.
Thanks,
and you're statewide though. You're big. He's not like us, John.
I know he's big
we're,
time.
We're regional.
Yeah, big time. That's
you
where,
guys say that every time I come on here.
That's why we need him to be one of the guys involved with our game show.
So we can just take state.
Yeah, use
if you want to make sure if you want to make sure people in lacrosse are seeing your game
exactly.
show, you need to have me on.
So we need him to open those doors for us. We just don't want him to get the pub and the attention.
Or we could just buy some advertising on nightlife and
or
do it,
get,
and do
or
it without
we get Schwab to do it free.
That way, I'm liking that.
One of the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If it's free, it's me.
There you go. Hey Pete, one thing when you, I know you get a lot of comedians, and I used to deal with a lot of comedians, and some of them are still good friends of mine. But sometimes, although you're at night, Mitch, sometimes, and Todd will verify this. Sometimes you know some guy that would just be killing it the night before. And you have him on your show the next morning, and it was hard to get out that guy. It was hard to get out the comedian. Now he's just another guy who did his gig and had 12 beers and had to get up on 3 hours sleep and come on your show. Do you know what I mean? Have you dealt with that with comedians?
Yeah. You know, it is funny because a lot of times comics will come on and they'll be funny. Like the guy I have on a lot, or I've had on several times, is Rob Breckenridge.
Love Rob.
Rob is like, he comes in and he just takes over and it's like, you just kind of sit back and let him go. And it's great. And other guys get in there and it's like, they're dissecting comedy and like pulling out the pie graphs and all that kind of stuff. It's like, guys, just let's keep it fun, you know, but whatever. It's fun to talk to them either way. I don't mind when they analyze comedy or when they actually just be funny. It can be fun either way. So,
well, you know, I remember Rob one time cause his dad was a professor, at Lawrence, possibly in music, but he was a professor at Lawrence. Very, you know, I don't want to say hoity-toity family, but for, you know, for Lawrence in that area. Okay. And it'd be funny. He'd come home. It's like, boy, I'm opening up at so-and-so and doing it. And he'd go, well, Rob, what's talk about this career as it may be. You know, he's like, but Dad, I'm on so-and-so. Yeah, you know, well, that's fine. But Rob, let's talk about a career.
A real job.
A real job. Yeah. And he does a great impersonation of his dad, who passed away, unfortunately, but he was really good. Another guy we used to get on that I really liked, he used to call me sometimes when he'd come to town, and I can't think of his name. He's an Italian guy from, like, Chicago.
Rocky Laporte.
Yes, that's him.
Very funny. Rocky's been on the show, too. He's great. Good friend. Love him. Very funny guy. He used to go on stage at a place called the Funny Firm in Chicago. When I was starting out, I would just go watch the comics, and Rocky would go up there and just go, how you doing?
Exactly.
People would lose their minds. Like Sylvester Stallone. All he is, I'm like, that's all this guy has to say?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't get away with that.
But a good down-to-earth guy. You'd love him Jim.
Todd,
you know him, right?
I know him.
Rocky? Yeah.
Yeah, comedians are, I mean, you do a lot of things, but at Nightlight, that comedians are just great because they tell, like you said, let the guy go and just talk about his own personal life, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I just,
it's so great. And there's so many great comics in Wisconsin, too. I had Mary Mack on, who kept making a joke about how she lives in a trailer up near Superior, and she does this great Wisconsin accent, and she's just a native, and she's so funny. And I didn't even know about her until I started doing the show, because I've been out of the stand-up circuit for a while. But man, it's been great just to get to know a lot more comedians, especially ones from Wisconsin.
And Pete, I think it goes without saying, but that's a tough gig.
Oh.
I mean, everybody talks about music, and music's hard, you know, to make it, but boy, to make it in comedy, I've told these guys this before, but a friend of mine who is really, really funny. I mean, everybody who knows him, St. Norbert guy, but he went on a cruise ship and they had that stand-up comedian, and he said it was so tough. You know, I can't
imagine anything worse.
I'm not kidding.
You can go on, but you can practice this concerto until you got it down so good. You're not going to screw it up. You got it down, and the people are going to love it. Okay?
They're going to applaud.
But comedians, you can have you think is the most killer set in the world, and you can go out.
I know.
And who we're just talking about, Nate. Any chance of us getting Nate Bartsky on our show?
Bargazzi.
I was going to say
Yeah.
I love that guy. Yeah, I love that
he's
guy.
Funny.
He's coming to Green Bay in June. But he was talking, I saw a thing during an interview where he was talking about bombing. And he says he was brought down, and he was kind of just starting. He wasn't huge the way he is now. For this huge convention down in Florida. I mean, huge. And the guy goes, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe we got this guy, Nate Bargazzi. And people are like, and looking around who's this? He said he did every one of his killer jokes, and there wasn't a sound.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
He said, I think I overheard two guys saying, hey, when does a comedian get on? And he goes, I don't know. I guess as soon as this guy's done giving a speech.
Yeah.
So,
fun. Yeah, he's hilarious.
It can happen to anybody.
And the thing that one of the risks with comedians, I'm sure you've asked them this, but you wouldn't really heckle a musician. You know, you let the guy finish a song, even though sometimes it may not be as on key as you would like. But, boy, they'll interrupt comedians.
Oh,
and
I can't believe that.
I was telling these guys, I was down in Arizona one time. This was a long, long time ago. But anyway, this guy was kind of, thought he was a little bit like a Rich Little. You know, he was doing some impersonations. And they were like, okay, but then he did John Wayne, and it just wasn't there. And some guy just yells out, you suck. And everybody kind of chimed in. They're clapping, and it's like, I felt so sorry for the guy.
But you're doing a tight wire
tough.
Act
oh, yeah.
every time you go on stage when you're a comedian. I have all the respect in the world for them. Pete Schwab, a one-year anniversary of Nightlight right here on our station throughout Civic Media. Can you stick around, Pete?
Yeah, I can stick around.
All right, cool.
Back in 1 minute. He's gonna win her.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Amro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. And it is cold out, as I mentioned. If you're sending the kids out to the bus stop, bundle them up. That wind is nasty cold. Pete Schwabba. 1 year anniversary of nightlife right here on WGBW and WISS, talking about the life of a comedian. Now, you tried doing that, right, Pete? Or you still do it? Or what's your background in stand-up comedian?
That was my job all through my 20s. Like, I toured all over the place. I was on TV quite a bit. And I just kind of got lucky and sold some screenplays and focused on that instead. But I regret stopping. I mean, I don't know why. It's not like stand up is a punch the clock. You got to be there every day. You know, I could have kept it going, but yeah, it was fun. It was a guy in his 20s on the road. I met some great people and had some great experiences. So it can be a tough life, but it was really fun.
I would have a hard time trying to write funny. And what I mean is, you know, things happen. You can make fun of them and laugh, you know, those kind of things. Yeah, but to sit down and say, okay, everybody, write 10 jokes.
Yeah.
I would find it really hard. But Jerry Seinfeld, I was watching a thing with him. I forget what show he was on. And he said, who, like, really, like, floored you at how they can do this? And he said, Dennis Miller. Did you see that, Todd? He said they were driving someplace. I forget where. Dennis was in, like, the back seat.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And he wrote 100 jokes.
Wrote 100 jokes on
and
the drive.
And Dana Carvey said they were all killer.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive. It's like you talk about a guy like Nate Bargatze. Like, I watch him, and I'm like, I couldn't do that. Like, he has found a way. He's totally honed his craft so that he can say this stuff, and people know when to laugh because he doesn't always have punchlines. A lot of it is character-based.
Yep.
And I watch him, and I go, if I said that about my wife, people might think he's being really mean.
Right.
But Nate does it in a way where people lose their minds and laugh hysterically. I mean, he's a brilliant comedian.
He is. You're right, and it's not a punchline. It's just it's the end of a sentence, and it's funny.
But part of it, though, I think, is he hits that nerve where, oh my God, that sounds like my wife, or my sister.
Right.
You know what I mean? That sounds like my family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, totally.
Pete, you know, so you were a comedian and still are a little bit. Do you feel that pressure when you go home for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah, like, is like Uncle Pete?
Is Bill Burr never like that? Remember, he would talk about that? Yeah. Oh, I don't want to go home and be funny. So,
yeah.
Is that, do they look to Uncle Pete to be
that guy?
No, I kind of have a funny family, and now my kids have taken over. Like, they were being really loud one day, and I went out because I was trying to work. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they were having this discussion in a UP accent back and forth, and it was getting more and more exaggerated. I thought they were yelling at each other and fighting, and then I just burst out laughing. So
that's great.
Like, I feel like, you know, when the kids take over and the nieces and nephews join in, it's just really fun.
That's awesome. You know, and as a dad, as you are, if you can get your kid to tell a joke, that just, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. I just think kids telling jokes is even funnier sometimes than adults tell them. But yeah, they're, that's great to grow up in a house where there's, you know, comedy, fun, laughter.
It's crazy and chaotic, but we do laugh. That's how I describe my family.
So Pete, we were talking.
When people get older and tell jokes, if you tell them to tell the same joke, it somehow doubles in length every time. They add these little details.
Hey, dude.
It's like, hey,
dude. Look who I work with every morning. This show gets longer and longer every morning.
We didn't have any more content. We went from 2 to 3 hours just because our stories got longer.
Too long. Couldn't fit it all in.
Packing 4 minutes of material into a 3-hour show.
Right. It's good stuff.
Pete, I know everybody probably asks you this, but for young comedians, you know, they always like, man, give us some, you know, the rules of life as a stand-up guy. What would you say would be three if you could go back now for that young Pete Schwabe and say, "Oh man, let me give you some advice now after doing this for 30 years"? What would it be?
Oh man, I would say write as much as you can. Like, I kind of got lazy when I stopped doing it. Write every day. Write as much as you can. Take every gig when you're starting out. Get to know what the good gigs are, what the bad gigs are, how to handle bad crowds. Really, there's no, like, it's funny, when I started doing stand-up, my dad was the same way. He's like, I totally support this. He goes, but is there a school you can go to for this or some formal training? And there isn't. You have to get on stage as much as you possibly can. Every second of stage time is your education, and you have to write as much as you can. That's all I can really say.
I would say same with movies, right? Yeah. Like writing and directing and all that. When you put a movie together, and you've done some of those, same thing where you just got to get to it and do it.
Stick with it.
Absolutely. Exactly. Watch as many movies, see what you like. But honestly, when I first directed a movie one time, and before I did that, everybody said, go out and make short films. You got to know what shots you like and how to edit it. It's all great advice. You know, you just have to do it.
We're going to have this will be good for the up-and-coming comedians. They're going to open up our game show.
Oh, that's right. To warm up
the crowd. Absolutely. You know, even when you go to those sitcoms, they always bring a comedian out there to warm up the crowd before the show starts. So that will be an opportunity for some of these young kids to take.
I still think one of the best TV shows, and I don't think you've seen it, Jim, to show how the sausage is made, was the Larry Sanders Show. Do you remember that, Pete?
Oh, great show. Love that show.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It was so great. Rip Torn, Gary Shandling, just brilliant.
The other guy whose name I can never remember, the tall guy with the bald.
Tambor?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Jeffrey Tambor. And every night, he was the warm-up act for Jim, but he was also his Ed McMahon. It was based, I think, a little bit on Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, where they kind of really didn't like each other, but kind of one of those things. But he was the warmer guy, and every time, and you've been to game shows, and you come up, okay, folks, every time you see this sign, it was the applause sign, it says applesauce, and he did it every day for 20 years. So it's like that.
One of my proudest moments, I lived in L.A. for 14 years, one of my proudest moments in not embarrassing myself was going into a bathroom at Century City. And I was in a urinal next to Jeffrey Tambor, and it took every ounce of strength I had not to go, hey, now.
I thought you were going to say, look over the little wall thing. Yeah, you know?
Well, there was no walls.
I told you, I took a leak.
I was proud of myself for that, too.
I took a leak next to Lee Majors.
And I did it at same Century City.
Yeah.
At that Century City
football game.
At that Century City Hotel. I was in that same bathroom you're talking about, and Ted Baxter was in there.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, he was.
I'll tell you what. There, here's a game show right here. You guys just try and one up each other.
Who you took leaks next to?
We've taken a lot of peas in our day.
That's right.
Tell me somebody you're in a bathroom with that's famous.
Who's the biggest star I ever peed next to?
Right.
Yeah. Fill in this blank.
Right. You're no idol.
Pete, I just got to tell you one thing really quickly. You do a great job prepping, and you always have really great questions to fall back on. So I just want to say I really think you do a great job as a host of that show. You really get people to talk about stuff that maybe they don't always want to talk about.
I would agree with that. I think it's interesting to dig a little deeper with some of the people you bring on. And I think it's a great show. And like you said, Nightlight, it's relaxing before you turn in.
Give yourself a quick plug, Pete.
I try to make people cry with every interview. we're on tonight. My first guest ever, dating back 1 year, Bill Leff, Chris Foran from the Journal Sentinel, Joel Karnick from Civic Media. Tune in. We have a lot of fun every night. It's great laughs. Thank you for the nice words, Todd. Thank you guys for having me on.
Right. Thanks, Pete. Continued success.
Thanks, Ed.
Quick break. Back after this. Be strong. Find the heart of the night.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm guessing a lot of Wisconsin farmers don't like what they're seeing in the marketplace today for prices. Will it get any better next year? I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that's a fair question. He's encouraging farmers to take a look at opportunities now because of the uncertainty that a new administration and a new calendar year could bring not only to our domestic markets, but the global economy.
Things for producers that really are focused on, obviously the market's got right in front of us, what's happening after we get inauguration in the first 100 days of the Trump presidency, the tariffs, the chatter regarding tariffs is a daily thing in the news wires right now. I do think that's keeping the market somewhat subdued here, just waiting for what the reactions are going to be to that. It's not so much the implication of the new tariffs coming on board or the additional pressure in that trade side of things. It's going to be what's going to be the reaction from other countries.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We do have another big World Ag Supply Demand report that he says could be a driver in the marketplace. That occurs next week. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. While corn and beans are lower, wheat is not. I've got details next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained 4.5 cents to 165. 40-pound block cheese up 3.25 at 167. Double A butter, 2.75 cents stronger at 252.25. Now, in overnight electronic trade, we've got March corn unchanged at 432. January soybeans are down 6.5 at 985. The March wheat is up a penny at 548. July new crop up a penny, 563. Currently, the January Class 3 milk in Chicago that goes into cheese up 20 cents at 1884 a hundredweight. So a simple snapshot on where the numbers stand going into a Wednesday trade session. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and very windy today with off and on light snow possible, especially by early this afternoon. We'll get into the low 30s by midday, but then quickly drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tonight, cold, windy, 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's the music of the stars. Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we'll catch up with fan favorite Matt Rothschild. We'll talk about Act 10, who should be the new DNC chair, and also, who wants to cut Social Security? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till...
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I got some texts here. I was once next to Jack Nicklaus from Michael. Thank you, Michael.
All right, in the urinal.
In the urinal.
I mean, in the bathroom, I should say.
Yeah, it's, that's our theme. Who have you shared a bathroom with that's right. The biggest name? Mine is Lee Majors.
And
yours is?
Ted Baxter.
Ted Baxter. Todd, yours is?
I've never.
No?
No? No, ran into him.
I don't even like. No, I don't like to use urinals. I don't like that.
Okay, you were never at. You never went to a ball game at the old County Stadium
in
Milwaukee.
With
the
trough.
How about the old
trough?
No, the trough, the old Viking Stadium too.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
Horrible. I just don't like that.
Horrible.
It's just weird.
Just
horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, Mino, you're a little bit like me with that. How do you
cut expenses?
I am a little bit like that.
Because we don't like even getting our hair cut. It's too intimate.
With
it's
people
too close,
touching me,
right?
Yeah. Like I could never get. If you wanted to torture me, tie me down and give me a pedicure. Where somebody's touching my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I would
no.
be like, ah, I'll talk.
And Jim's relaxing. He's got his pants rolled up and his feet in the tank. Remember the fish?
Oh, like the fish, the guppies?
Oh, yeah. Where they ate your whatever?
Yeah.
Oh,
the corns.
God. Course, yeah, that would be torture.
No, and then the lady comes out, files
God,
her tails.
No. And I could just see them talking in Korean next to each other about how ugly my feet are and things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Got another text. I bet it's some amateur open mic nights. That gig is really tough. No, all the respect in the world for anybody that has the courage to do that.
You know, I lived out west for a while, and we would go to the Comedy Store, and it was
the Comedy Store.
The Comedy Store, and they had some funny people, but it's just tough. Some of them weren't as funny as, and then you would pay, and the first act was always, you know, the amateur. They had amateur nights like on Wednesday. It was free the whole night. But anyway, they would kind of a good, better, best, you know.
Yeah.
They would bring out some really good ones at the end. But I it's timing. It's the sound. Just, I don't know, man.
It's setting it upright and you don't get knocked off your rhythm.
And like you said, people can be really funny at a cocktail party. But to get on stage, all of a sudden it's like, now make me laugh instead of this is fun laughing with you. You know. I don't know. I would much rather play a guitar or do
something. I agree,
something
because you can practice that until you know you've got it down pat.
Yeah, and they're not going to heckle you playing.
But it's so subjective with a comedian, if they're funny or not.
So
There was another show that was on, and this was real good. I should talk to Pete about this. It was a series. I don't even know what network it was on, Todd, but it was based on a true story of the comedy clubs in Los Angeles back in like mid to late 70s. When things were just, you know, comics were getting a lot more, you know, because it used to be the Don Rickles and the whomever.
Right. And this
were breaking. Mm-hmm. This was the new type of, the Lettermans, you know, people. But anyway, it talked about the rivalry between the different clubs that was like vicious.
Right.
I mean, like.
You perform there, you're not performing here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Like vicious.
Redline.
Like almost mafia controlled.
If you want to see something cool too, there's five seasons of a show called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, I loved it.
Did you see that?
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is one of the greatest shows of all time.
It was based back in the day of the Tonight Show and all that kind of stuff, right?
It's about this lady in the late 40s, early 50s, that era.
Yeah, 1958.
1958, it was set in. And it was based in this woman who was a housewife, for lack of better words, two little kids, husband, the whole thing. And she decides she wants to be a stand-up comic.
Tony Shalhoub is in that show.
Yes. It is so good at showing, because it's the same thing where she did this, you know, wrote this big thing of, I'm going to just check out whether there's an ambulance and a fire truck outside her
window. First of all, they would never send an ambulance without a ladder truck.
Yeah, something else is going on, I think.
Yeah, their lights are not now. But anyway, but it talks about the first time she went on and, you know, she wrote all these jokes, bombed horribly. In just this seedy little nightclub type thing, bombed horribly. She's like, I can't do this. I'm not going to do it. And then the next time and she got up and she was all horked off or something happened in her life. And she just went on and talked about that. And people loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was from the heart. It was like the real thing.
And right. That's what's funny. That Jim Gaffigan, all his stories are about his kids and his travels.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That guy is hilarious. So, like Gaffigan too, Johnny, right? It's just, all it is his personal stories.
Oh, God. Gaffigan's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I still think my favorite line of Gaffigan, I'll know it forever. So, we visited my wife's family in Wisconsin. I was there for 8 pounds.
Yeah, right.
But did you see how much weight he's lost, though?
I haven't seen him lately, no.
He has lost lots.
But again, like John always says, you start looking gaunt in the face.
Yeah. And part of his shtick was always, I'm an overweight guy.
Oh, yeah, the white overweight guy. Yeah.
Huh. And people are like jumping him about, oh, you must be on Ozempic and all this stuff. And he's saying he's not.
Right. Yeah. But I'd go see him in a heartbeat.
Oh, man.
But Bargatze coming to Green Bay. June or
I think May?
May
9th.
I tickets aren't on sale yet, I don't believe, but we got to jump on that. We should talk to Terry. Can you give Terry a quick call? Do you have Terry's cell number, Terry Charles?
I do.
All right, can you give Terry a quick call? We'll get him on. Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
Put the pressure on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we want to find out about tickets when they go on sale, how we do that. If you could do that with Terry Charles, that'd be awesome from the Resh. I really want to go see this guy.
Or Matt's got a, we get Matt on from the Meyer Theater. Maybe he can work an angle for us too. They're affiliated.
Oh, they are. Oh, okay.
They're both run by PMI.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Okay.
So I'm saying if we call.
I didn't know if we were talking. Like, we're just talking about the comedy clubs that used to,
Oh, no. No.
And if anybody was wondering why there was like dead space there, Mina was making a face at the mayor like, what are you talking about?
I don't think so. I was like, what?
Beep.
No.
Beep.
I'm just saying if we're looking for an in
okay.
at PMI. And
got
I'm
it.
Saying if we can't get a hold of Terry, let's
got
call
it.
Matt
got it. Got
and
it.
See
got
if
it.
He can
got
work
it.
That angle for us.
Okay.
So anyway, yes, that'd be, that would be great to see him. I took, when I had my own little company, I'd like to take him to shows. So we went out to place in Tish Mills to see theater out there.
Oh, there's that big old opera house thing, right?
So we went there. And then
I always wanted to go into that.
I took him to see Ray Charles, but to go to see a comedian can be a great, great night.
Yeah,
and
no question.
We're going to have fun at that thing.
Yeah,
I love seeing that.
No, it really is.
And I want to get John Mulaney's been here.
Really?
He's funny.
He's very funny.
That's another thing about his dad was, his dad's an attorney.
Yeah.
Just true stories.
Yeah. But you're right. We're talking during the break about one of the funniest things Saturday Night Live has done in a lot of years. The Nate Bargatze playing George Washington.
Yeah. That is funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. Sir, will us men of color have freedom and liberty? Paint will be sold in the gallons. Wine in the liters. How many liters in a gallon, sir?
No one knows.
That is one of the funniest skits.
He wrote that, huh?
I would imagine.
Well, wow. I think they'd write it, and he may be able to judge it.
Anyway, that's a funny thing to take on the road.
Well, that
is. But you know what the funny part is?
It's his delivery.
We were talking about that exact same thing like a week before that skit came out. Remember that? How did we become leaders versus the so-and-so?
We were trying to figure out.
That's through the metric system.
Yes. Yes.
Funny.
Yeah.
No, you guys spawn all these great ideas. We just never get them to fruition.
Well, we have to. We have a framework coming, though. We do. This game show is,
We started
something
now.
With a comedian. No, with a comedian opening up, and the comedians will be free. Great.
Might have a lead on tickets for Bargatze.
We just got a text.
Yes, just got a text.
Yes.
I got a guy for Bargatze tickets.
Wow. That could be a whole lot of fun. No, what I'm saying to the comedians, we won't have to pay them because they're going to come and do our show for free. They're going to be so excited just to have that exposure.
Okay. It's a good concept.
Yes. And then
are you going to be the Goodson or the Todman of this thing? And how much are you going to get involved, Jim? Or are you going to be pointing and saying, I want this, and
no,
this?
That is a very good point, Todd.
I think what I would like to do is...
Yeah, that's a good point.
I want to weigh in on the on what the show looks like, but then I think I'll take care of the advertising and...
Okay, that'd be great.
A significant portion of it.
Really?
Yeah.
A significant portion.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Okay. We'll call our buddy.
Like, really?
How's
that working out?
We'll call John Bergstrom, right? Friend of mine.
Drop as many names as you'd like.
No, he just dropped it. The reason I bring him up today is he dropped a check off yesterday. So at the new community shelter. So I. All right. Okay. All right, you guys
thank
do
you
it.
Done.
I'll start the competitive show.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah, competitive show. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to
doing opposite of you. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who did that to a Johnny Carson? It was the guy that was on a
lot. Well, Joan Rivers.
Well, before Joan, it was the guy that was part of the Rat Pack. And Regis Philbin was his secondhand guy. He used to fill in on The Tonight Show. Joey Bishop.
Oh, okay.
There was some bad blood there for a while.
Oh, I heard Johnny Carson was a nasty man.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a nasty man.
And that kind of comes through in that Marvelous Mrs. Maple, too, because because that was that character on that TV show was a lot like Johnny.
No question about it.
He was pretty nasty on the show.
No question about it. And it was that was such a good show. I mean, it was a really, really, really good show to see. I wish I would have talked to Pete about that. But it was one of those shows where... Oh, Heather's outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was one of those shows where you could see this really happening, where the guy is this wonderful... People just love him on the air. He's just this great, great, great. And then they go in the meetings, and he's the biggest bleep, bleep, bleep. And let's be honest... We've all been there. Might not be comedians or whatever, somebody has this public CEO. Persona. Exactly. And then you meet him and he starts throwing out F-bombs and things like that. It's like, I wasn't expecting that.
Exactly. And this is really, you're almost surprised. It's like, I would have never thought you would be like this.
Yeah, exactly.
But you are. And
exactly. And that's what a lot of that show is about, where she's a writer, comedy writer. And he wouldn't let her on the air.
And on Johnny Carson's show, the guy who was his producer sat... really, really close to him, like the desk and
Freddie.
Yeah, Fred
DeCordova.
And he smoked. Boy, did he smoke a lot! Just
they all during the show.
During the show,
Johnny did too. Starting off,
That's right. Is it true he had bourbon or something in his coffee
mug? They used to, and then
he
stopped in the '70s and said, "I'm not going to do that anymore."
Oh wow! He kept smoking though, right? I think that killed him.
He did stop.
Oh, he did stop smoking.
Cardiac arrest is how he died.
Emphysema. He had emphysema really bad.
But I think it was one of those things early on. They said, you got to stop smoking.
He wishes he would have. That was one of the last things he said, damn cigarettes.
Yeah, he was kind of defiant about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that Freddie guy, would talk to him a lot during the breaks. I just remember, because I like to go to that. That was just, I told you, when we lived out there, it was just fun to, it's free, so.
Yeah. I told you I was in his office, or in his shop, and my daughter, spilled a Coke on his desk.
On who's? Like,
Johnny Carson.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, you didn't tell us that.
You never told us
I never told you that story?
No.
Okay, here we go. Now we're starting
I'm going to get her number. We're going to give her a quick call.
Okay.
All right.
Get it for me. Get her in the break here.
She spilt a Coke on Johnny Carson's desk.
Okay.
And you guys live to tell the story?
Yes.
All right. I have a lot of questions on that.
Okay. Well.
What were you doing in Johnny Carson's office?
I was visiting. Okay, Todd, I'm going to text.
Or were you taking a tour?
No. My really good friend, guy I actually lived with. In Arizona for a while, became sports director at KNBC TV. Fred Rogan was his name.
Oh, yeah.
He did a national TV show called Rogan's Heroes, and he was huge. And they were in the same building. Yeah. So he took us around. We were there for the day and went to the LA Forum with him to do a story and went to Disneyland and all those kinds of
things. That's
fun. Yeah. I took my, but this is the day. I mean, I had no money. I was working in Tucson for, whatever, $18,000 a year, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to fly to L.A. from Tucson.
You had a daughter then?
Yeah.
Making $18,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so what they let us do is she sat on my lap. Didn't have to buy her a ticket. She sat on my lap with one seatbelt. Isn't that bizarre when you think about it now?
How old is she?
I'm going to say 5.
Oh, wow.
But she was little. She was really little.
Still.
I know. Maybe younger.
The cutoff is 2.
Well, you could still do that, though?
Well, you can still bring a baby on, but at once they're 2 years old, it's game over. Is
it, not answering yet.
That's not number one. Maybe she doesn't understand or didn't
get
your
number. Right, I'll
try again. Okay.
But also we're getting a text that John did tell this story a month ago. I don't think I was here for this because I would have remembered your daughter spilling on a desk.
Okay.
And then Brian says, do you guys even listen to one another?
What?
Who?
Who are you talking to?
I don't remember the story. If I was here, I was.
Yeah, you weren't listening.
And that bugs you when I read when you're talking, but I'm just trying to catch up.
I'm texting my daughter, Jim.
Okay, all right. Who is your favorite comedian?
Of all time?
Yep.
Stand-up?
Yep. There's some good ones.
I can't just pull out one name off the top, man.
Did you guys like David Brenner?
David Brenner was all right.
Okay, but he was that era kind of guy.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I, He was kind of funny.
You know how I liked him a lot. I hate to say this, but I never found Leno funny.
Oh, come.
I liked Leno as a stand-up, but not as a host.
Yeah.
We got to go.
All right. We're going to start a quick break.
Leno's awesome.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
I love Jay Leno. I do. I thought Jay Leno was hilarious.
I loved his street walking or whatever it was called.
Yeah,
jaywalking. I saw Gallagher right after the Appleton PAC opened, and I laughed so hard, I left with a pounding headache.
Yeah. Gallagher, he was at the Carlton, too. Yeah.
I saw Dana Carvey in Green Bay at the Widener Center.
Oh, really?
This is just as Wayne's World came out.
Yeah.
And Michael Myers showed up on stage, and they did their skit.
Oh, really?
And they actually did a bit about... Yeah, cheeseheads and all this stuff, right? And the crowd turned on him.
Really?
And then the very next week, they were on a TV show in Milwaukee. And they brought that up. They're like, oh, my God, we did this joke, and we didn't mean anything by it.
Wow.
Kind of a cool story.
Jay Leno, we talk about Gaffigan, kind of talking about I went to visit my in-laws in Milwaukee or wherever he's from, and I was there for 8 pounds. Jay Leno, he's a big, big Harley guy.
Yeah.
And he came back for the anniversaries at Harley. And so he's on, he's doing his monologue. And he said, I went back to Green Bay. I went back to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, and he always talked about, he was always overweight a little bit. 20,
yeah, 25. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they go back there and they're like, Jay, you look good. He goes, I look good in Milwaukee.
He doesn't stand out as having a weight problem.
He didn't wait. LA had a weight problem. In Milwaukee, he was like looking fit. Oh, you look great.
That's actually good.
Yeah, he was.
When you can make it relate.
And the other thing is that his, I don't know. I like, but when VCRs were the thing and he bought his mom one, she was from Boston. He's from Boston, right? Or Connecticut? He's from the East Coast somewhere. Anyway. And he bought his mom, and she goes, Jay, I can't take this. These are, because when they came out, they were
expensive.
Like, $800. And Jay, I can't. And well, mom, it's going to be great. You get the VCRs, put it in there, so it's going to be great for you. And Jay, no, you're out there, you're just getting started. And he goes, mom, let me tell you the truth. I kind of got it for $100 from a friend of mine who's got a store. So she calls back. She goes, could you get one for Aunt Susie?
I love it.
Anyway, I thought he was wholesome. I thought he was really fun.
Love it. Well, we got kind of a theme going, entertainment theme, and we're here with a new award-winning actress, Heather Arndt. Hello, Heather.
Good morning.
How are you? Hi, Heather.
You know, it's a little cold for me, but I'm good.
Sorry, you're standing outside there with an ambulance behind you and a fire truck behind you.
Yeah. I didn't know what was happening here. Well, I was like, what's the excitement?
We didn't either. We were hoping outside our door here.
Yeah. We were hoping it wasn't you.
Exactly what I said to her.
I didn't know if you took like a previous guest out, and I was like, okay, Heather better get here now.
I like your business cards laminated and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can't bend them. And, you know, you can use them as a driver's license if you don't have one.
A little ID thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. This would actually make a good ice scraper when you don't have your ice scraper.
Exactly. Or someone tries to attack you right there.
That, slash them.
Yeah.
I like it.
Exactly.
Well, Heather, just a little background. You're an actress in the area. You've been doing a lot of work. And the funny part is, you and I have talked about working on a game show, and Jim and I here and Todd, we're talking about trying to put together a game show. So this all segues perfect with what you do.
This is a goal for next year. We're gonna pilot a game show. I don't know if it's gonna work, but we're gonna pilot it at the Tarleton.
Well,
if
we're together, it's a win.
Gonna open it up with a up and coming comedian to get the crowd going, so they're gonna come to see that, and we're gonna have this great game show. And
we're gonna
test it at the Tarleton.
Have
you been on Pete Schwab's show?
I have not.
Oh. You got to get on there. This guy's awesome. We'd love to have you on there. You know, he wrote a couple of movies.
Did he?
He wrote The Godfather of Green Bay.
Ooh, yes.
And one other one. But I have to ask you, a lot of cool things going on movie-wise, movie-making in the Green Bay area.
Yeah.
Tell me about the most recent one you've done. Was that the Union Hotel one?
No.
That was before?
Yeah. Okay. That, you know, the most recent one I did, gosh, I've done so many. There's a lot of shorts, a lot of independent films. But the one that, you know, was that really got, you know, a lot of clout and one where I won the Best Supporting Actress Award was Amro, that we shot last October.
Literally in the town of Amro, right?
In Amro. Okay. Yeah, I actually had never been to Amro before. So
I don't think I've ever been to Amro, to be honest with you.
Skydiving. They used to do it.
Oh, that's right. That's when I was there.
Really?
Yeah. You're right. Uh-huh.
You did skydiving?
Uh-huh. That was the first time I ever flew.
Wow.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Is that the time in college when you said, you want to get high on Saturday, knock on my door?
I did. And it worked. Because you had to get like 15 people to get it cheaper. Because it was like $200, but if you got 15 people, it was like $150. So I put a sign up in the cafeteria. We all line up, and you want to get high? You know, call room 212.
Yeah.
So at 3, I'm 212.
The Norbert team's okay with
some
that?
People,
they did, and we got to the
Jim, Vladimir McKay, are you in?
Did some people drop out after they found out what it actually entailed?
I talked them into it.
Have you ever done it?
No,
me neither.
Anyway, I'm scared of heights. I am scared of heights.
Amro, though, that's why I was there, but yeah, tell me about the movie.
So the movie is an action film. It's about a bank heist, which was really exciting for me. I had never worked on an action film. I've done a lot of dramas where I'm crying, you know. But this was, and I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't seen it, but it was such a great movie and such an awesome opportunity for me to be on and work in that capacity where I haven't done any type of action films or action moves. It's harder than you think.
That's awesome. I think that's fantastic. We're going to be sending a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk a bunch about, we're talking about, and we talked with Pete about this as well, getting started in that business. Like if he could go back to the start when it all began and have Pete of today give that Pete of 30 years ago some advice. I'm going to hit you up with that one too pretty quick, okay?
Knowing that a lot of people would like to be in that industry.
How do you do it?
Yeah, but not everybody wants to be a banker or whatever.
Well, it's
kind
of like your daughter. I mean, his daughter is a big time doctor in New York City, and she was big in theater. I remember her at Notre Dame. I saw her in some of the things. Wow, she's talented. I said, would you rather be on Broadway or be a big time doctor in New York City? Not even a question.
On stage. She said that we're just with her Thanksgiving. Same thing. We're talking about how's your life. She's like, if she could, you know,
there's
wave a magic wand. There's just a calling that you guys have. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
So cool. Heather Arndt is with us, Emmy-winning actress from the state of Wisconsin and lives right here in Green Bay, right? Pretty close. Green Bay.
Little more job security, though, being a doctor.
That's true.
We'll talk about that, too.
Depends on how good of a doctor you are. Quick break. Back up. I seen the toughest around. And I know,
baby, just how you. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show. Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.